Hendrickson, Jameson Johnson, and Kyle Kleppe do for the Bullets here in the top half of inning number six. Game was tied at one after two. Here's the pitch, strike called, and that is it for Hendrickson. One away, that's strikeout number four for Eli Ault since coming on in relief. And here is Jameson Johnson. He struck out in the first and grounded out in the third. Johnson with a couple of swings and will make his way in. Ault ready to serve. Here's the pitch. Strike called. Nothing in one. Trouble with bottles of water on a day like this, this is a sweat. And here's the 0-1. Fly ball to right, deep, but out of here, foul. Johnson, certainly one of the guys in the lineup capable of getting one out of this big ballpark. Did, but it's out of play. Foul. Nothing in two. Oh, and the flies are starting to bite a little bit now. That's not good. Nothing in two. Here's the pitch. Upstairs. Used to hear that when the flies were biting, that was meaning it was going to rain. Again, we're sticking with Tim Beat's forecast. It's not going to rain in an arena. This pitch is down low and back to the screen. Two balls and two strikes. But he did say Richland Center could get a little bit. So we'll have to put him on Tony Schumacher's payroll. Two balls, two strikes, all from the windup. Here's the pitch. Just a bit low. That's ball three. Getting back to the water. The bottle sweats, and then you go to take a drink, and then you pretty much wet yourself. All up and down my front. Here's the pitch. Just missed. Wow. That was close. Johnson will accept the walk. First base runner that Ault has given up since coming out in relief in the fourth. And that'll bring up Kyle Kleppe. Kleppe, left-handed batter, has grounded out a couple of times today against arena pitching. Runner leads at first base. Ault is set. Here's the pitch. That one is high. One ball and no strikes. Johnson will get the lead at first base. 1-0 offering from Ault. Here is the pitch. Called a strike. One ball and one strike. Runner leads. Duffy trying to put one in play. Blanchardville trying to get something started here today against the Aces. Pitch swung on and fouled. Out of play. Curveball caught by a fan over here in the arena by the park shelter. It's a nice round of applause. Hey, good play. Fair-handed grab. 1-2 offering. Ault is set. Here's the pitch. Shot it inside and missed. Ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Eli, who was ahead to the last batter, 1-2. Ought to have given up a walk, trying to get them going here. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He blew it by. Back to first. Not in time. So there are two away now. Miles wheeled it down to Spurley at first base. Jameson Johnson was back in time. Five strikeouts now for Eli Ault. And here is Drew Schlemm, the first baseman. He singled and scored. Blanchardville's only run back in the first inning. Blew out to left field in the fourth. Here's the pitch, and that's low. One ball and no strikes. 1 week of the regular season to go. Seems like they cut that off earlier. I know they do, and they used to. Here's the pitch. That one is upstairs. Forcing teams to get games in. Then the playoffs to start the final week of July. That kind of shortens it up so you aren't playing later into the season. Here's the pitch. Shot the corner and missed. It's ball three. Eli Ault not missing by much here. 3-0 to the batter. Johnson leads at first with two away. Here's the 3-0 ripped toward the middle, and that is in there for a base hit. Picked up by Wyatt Miller in center field. Johnson goes to second. Drew Schlemm, 3-0 hitting with a base hit. Two on, two away for Cole Brewer. Brewer has singled in two trips. So Blanchardville still with something going here in the sixth inning. Brewer in. All set to work. The Aces trying to get out of it. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Nothing and one to the batter. Runners tag up and get their leads. Alt with a pitch. Change up. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Runners retreat to first and second. Johnson at second, Schlemm at first. A blue strike, sound the batter. All with a pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. That'll do it. In the sixth for Blanchardville. Six Ks for Elijah Alt. Through the game. No runs and a hit. No errors. Two left on for the Bullets. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. In arena, 9-1. Aces lead visiting Blanchardville. In a rain-delayed game today, you're listening to Hometown Baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
Hey, Jennings leads off, takes a look at a strike. Tyler McKeon on for his second inning of work, and now a swing and a miss, strike two. Jennings has two hits on the day. It was at bat when Rita kind of ran itself out of that last inning. Here's a pop foul down the right field line and out of play. Nate will be followed by Alan Spurley and Jimmy Jennings in the sixth inning for the Arena Aces, leading it by a score of 9-1. Scheduled nine-inning game today, or 10-run rule lead, wins it after seven. McKeon from the windup, the pitch is high. One ball and two strikes. Hey, Jennings now at shortstop, started as the DH. Here's a rip to right center, and it should be played. It will. A running grab by Jamison Johnson. When that left the bat, I thought it was going to do better than it did. It is a bit of a heavy air these days, though, in a muggy summertime. Fly ball out, and that'll bring up Al Spurley. He grounded out in the first, hit into a fielder's choice in the third, and singled in the fourth. Takes a look at a ball. One ball and no strikes. Keying back to work. Here's a pitch to Al. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike to the batter. A little bit of a breeze has returned to Arena. 1-1 offering to Spurley. Backed him away. Ball two. 2-1 for McKeon. Faced seven batters last inning. Here's one inside. Ball three. 3-1 to the hitter. Here's the pitch, ripped toward first. Nice play, Drew Schlemm at first, unassisted to the bag, and there are two away. Two up, two down for Jimmy Jennings. Hit by a pitch and scored in the second. Flew out to center in the fourth, and flew out to right, also in the fourth. Two putouts in the inning. Tyler McKeon looking in, and here's the pitch outside for a ball. One of my buddies that I used to play softball with, the dubious distinction of making three outs in an inning one time. That's hard to do. There's the pitch outside for a ball. Luckily, it wasn't me. Two balls and no strikes to the batter. Jennings from the windup. There's the pitch. Strike call. 2-1 to Jimmy. Bottom of six here in arena. McKeon from the windup. There's the pitch. That one is low and outside. 3-1. Wyatt Miller on deck for the Aces. McKeon from the windup. The pitch. Outside. He walked in. So Jennings is aboard. And the hitter will be Wyatt Miller. First walk given up by Tyler McKeon. Miller today has walked, singled twice. He has scored twice for the Aces. Slight lead at first for Jennings. Here's the pitch. There's a beauty. Strike one. Nothing in one. Hunter leads at first briefly. Schlemm playing the bag. McKeon into the motion, and here's the pitch outside. 1-1. Max Miles be next for the Aces. If Wyatt reaches base, two away at the bottom of the sixth inning. McKeon shakes off the sign. Kirshner with the glove up. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Miller with a big old cut, and it's 1-2 now. Jennings gets a good size lead over at first base. McKeon is set. Runner going. It is a ball. There will be no throw. 2-2. Stolen base for Jimmy Jennings. Now at second base. So the runner will walk around second and lead. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. They got him. There are three away in the sixth inning for Arena. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. We go to the seventh. The Aces lead it 9-1 over Blanchardville on WRCO and WRCO.com.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Cooper Dreyfus will lead it off for Blanchardville. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Arena leading it 9-1 in HTL action today. Dreyfus looking for his first hit. Here's the pitch. That's a strike. Nothing in one. Drew Schlemm had a single last time. That was the first hit off of Eli Alt. Since he came on in relief in the fourth, here's a pop foul, third base side, and that one is out of play. Two strikes on Dreyfus. Riley Gould and Carson Kirschner due up in the seventh inning for Blanchardville. Alt back to work. Here's the pitch outside. Tim Feed and AccuWeather telling us it looks like rain in the Richland Center area over the next 10 minutes or so. 1-2 offering is called strike three. Seven strikeouts now for Alt, one away in the seventh, and Riley Gould will be the batter. Gould struck out back in the second, grounded out in the fifth inning. Tim still assuring us that we're all right in arena, though. Okay, well, we'll hope so. It actually kind of smells like rain. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Nothing in one to Gould. Alt working quickly. 0-1 offering is taken for strike two. Nothing in two to the hitter. Dog it up by Miles. Here's the pitch. Fouled off. Back to the screen. They'll come back and do it again. Big celebrations coming up next weekend in Boaz and in Cazenovia. 0-2 offering, the pitch is high. One ball and two strikes. Both of those communities know how to throw a party, have a good time. 1-2 offering, foul ball, first base side, and out of play. Good old Boaz Fun Days. One of the few places that still has the old-fashioned slow-pitch softball tournament. I think 16 teams, if I heard right. 1-2 offering, pop foul, third base side, out of play. How things have changed and how younger guys get their leisure has certainly changed. But back in the day, there would be tournaments every weekend in every small village, it seemed, and lots of chances for fundraisers. There's a swing and a foul tip, and Miles unable to hold. Gould still alive. And there were some crazy people that would play about three different tournaments the same weekend and get done with one game and drive fast to the other tournament. Here's a high fly to left field. Left fielder coming on, diving, can get it. Jolte can't come up with it. It's going to be a base hit. Good effort, though. Gould rounds first and looks. One on with one away for Carson Kirschner. And I'm told Boscobel, or I should say Boaz, still has a little bit of a waiting list on their men's slow pitch softball tournament. Fun times. Runner leads at first base now for Kirschner. He has walked and struck out. All set to work. Here's the pitch. Ripped toward first. Nice catch by Smurley, and he doubled him off. Kirschner catches the line drive, or Kirschner hits the line drive. He was robbed by Al Smurley, a line out to first, and Riley Gould had taken a step off and saw Al catch the ball, and it's like, nope, there was nothing he could do. Al tags him out for the third out, and that will do it. In the seventh inning, no runs and a hit, no errors, none left on. Seventh inning stretch in the arena. It is 9-1. The Aces leading the Blanchardville Bullets on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snowblowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Max Miles will lead it off for Arena in the bottom of the seventh, followed by Dean McElwee and Eli Ault. 9-1 Arena leading here in home talent baseball action. Our game moving into the bottom of the seventh inning, and Arena with Miles, who has walked in three trips. Here's the pitch down low. One ball and no strikes. McKeon, he has been on since the fifth inning on a relief of Hunter Enloe, who started the game today for the Bullets. 1-0 pitch outside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Tim Thiede saying some thunder in Richland Center now. 2-0 pitch bounced toward second. Brewer plays, throws him out for the out. One away. I guess it's not Tim's stomach growling. This is Dane McElwee. He has struck out. He has an infield single and an RBI single. 2-for-3 today. One RBI. Dan, back to the mound. On the windup, the pitch. It hangs high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Here comes the next pitch. Fouled off, out of play. One ball and one strike. And lots of games completed. Reedsburg 3-0 over Casanova, one of the scores closest to us today. 1-1, it's going to be outside. 2-1. We'll see the Reds, our next Sunday broadcast, next weekend. They take on Wanakee. The pitch is down low for ball three. 3-1. Seems like the home talent season goes quicker every year. Had to deal with a few weather outages this year. There's a strike call. 3-2, including a monsoon in Plain this year. Three balls and a strike to McElwee. Here's the pitch. Outside, he walked in. So Arena has a run aboard. Back to the top of the order, and Eli Ault. Ault, 3-for-4 today. He has scored twice. McElwee on at first base. Glenn playing the bag for the Bullets. McKeon ready, the pitcher. Step the pitch to Ault outside. One ball and no strikes. Time out for a moment. A new baseball out for McKeon. McElwee leads at first. McKeon set. Here's the pitch. Popped up and out of play. Over the top of Henry Braze Kent. 1-1. I take it back with a hole in it. I'll just tell him we had some bad hail. McElwee leads at first. 1-1 offering to Ault. McKeon is set. Here's the pitch. Bounce foul. Strike two. Danny Robson in the hitter's circle. He will be batting place of Ethan Wickman and entering the lineup, playing right field. McElwee leads at first base. 1-2 from McKeon. Here's the pitch. Just a bit outside. Two balls and two strikes. McKeon wanted that one. 2-2 offering. Here's the pitch. Down low. Ball three. Full count. Arena leading 9-1, so the run that would end it is at the plate right now. Payoff time from Tyler McKeon. Ready to rock. Here's the pitch. Inside. Nearly hit him. It's ball four. So there are two aboard now. McAlee pushed his second. Alt at first. Robson, the batter. Boy, Robson had one. He hit one last week in the game at Muscadet that I would have bet money on was going out. Deep drive to left field. It stayed in the ballpark, but a pinch hit, and I believe he wound up getting a double out of it. But it, when it left the bat, I thought that was one of the deepest one I've seen hit at Pickering for a while. Stayed in the ballpark, though. That's a big ballpark, too. Then he takes a look at his strike. Nothing in one. Runners at one and two. McKeon ready. There's the pitch. Strike called. It's strike two. Bray Schulte on deck. Back away at second. Alt at first. McKeon set for the 0-2. Here's the pitch outside. One ball and two strikes. Runners tag up and get their leads. McKeon with the 1-2 offering. Swing and a miss. And there are two away. That is the third strikeout for Tyler McKeon. And coming in now is Trey Schulte. Trey has three hits. Three for four. He has three RBIs. Chance to get something done here. Runners lead at one and two. The pitch down low. One ball and no strikes. Lots of youth tournaments. Leagues wrapping up for youth baseball and softball these days. 1-0 offering the pitch. Strike call. That means maybe a few families can go on vacation now this week before things really heat up. Get back to high school events coming up toward the beginning of August. 1-1 offering. McKeon set the pitch outside for ball two. Arena leading it here in the bottom of the seventh. 9-1. McKeon back to the belt. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 2-2 to Trey Schulte. He's back in and ready. McKeon as well. Here comes the 2-2 ripped in the air toward right center. Going to get in there for a base hit. McAlee being waved at third. Here comes Alt runner to third base. That's Roman Jensen. And it is 10-1. Arena. Good piece of hitting by Trey Schulte. Two-strike pitch. Went opposite way with it. He has four RBIs today. McAlee scores. Jensen to third. Schulte to first. And the batter is Nate Jennings, and there's a conference at the mound right now. Larry Schlem out to have a word with his infield. That Schlem name, very prominent baseball in that part of the world. His father, Dick Schlem, with longtime managerial duties at Wyota. We're going to intentionally walk Nate Jennings to load the bases. Nate will take a free pass. So Jensen at third, Schulte at second, Jennings at first with the intentional walk, and here's Al Spurley. The run that will end it is at third base with two away in the bottom of the seventh. 10-1 Arena. McKeon ready to pitch outside for ball one. Early, the seventh batter of the inning. Al moves out, moves back in. McKeon with the pitch, outside and high, ball two. Two balls, no strikes to Al Spurley. Best beard of either team today. Here's the pitch, outside, ball three. Al has a single in four trips. Three balls, no strikes from McKeon, and no place to put him right here. Runners at one, two, and three. McKeon ready. Here's the pitch. Strike one. 3-1, Jimmy Jennings due next, but there's no place to put Al Spurley. So Jimmy is probably not going to bat this inning. Here's the 3-1. Inside, he walked him, and that will do it. Al Spurley takes a free pass. Arena gets the RBI. A walk-off as Roman Jensen comes across the plate. That is run number 11 and a 10-run rule win here for the Arena Aces today. 11-1 the final. In the seventh inning, two runs. They do it with the aid of one base hit. No errors, two left on. Today's final score, 11-1. Arena wins over Blanchardville on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
The House on the Rock attraction between Dodgeville and Spring Green has a wide variety of jobs for a wide variety of people. They are hiring for retail sales, hospitality positions, maintenance and upkeep, and admission openings. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Find your perfect job today.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
WRCO. Welcome back to Arena, and as we welcome you back, it is just starting to rain, so maybe we got this one done in time. It's not really raining very hard, just a few sprinkles I can hear on my tent, but it is here. The game ends a little early as Arena gets the victory, 11-1, the final score. Elijah Ault comes out in relief today for Ethan Wickman, who started the game. Ethan went the first three innings and struck out four and walked one. Ault completes the game then, strikes out seven and walked one batter, gives up a pair of hits during that time and went through a stretch where he retired a total of nine Blanchardville batters in a row. So he gets the victory, and he also is 3-for-4 at that top of that order. Lots of guys helped out. Dane McElwee, bottom of the order, continues to help him out, has a couple of hits and a walk, scored a run, a couple of runs today. And Trey Schulte, four RBIs today. He has a total of four hits on the day. And we've got some guests coming over here to the postgame show. Mr. Ault, how you doing? Nice win today.
Appreciate it, Phil. Thank you.
Yeah, I had to work hard out there. It was a warm one for you. At least the first few innings were really hot, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. It's always good that way. It keeps the body nice and loose. You know, once you're warmed up, you're ready to go.
You had a great performance last week against Muscadet. You had to feel good a week ago, didn't you?
Yeah, most definitely. I feel like around this time of the season, just get the mechanics dialed in and go out there with confidence. So things are going good right now.
So things were a little different today. You come out in relief. Talk about how you prepare differently for a game like this.
I say just kind of rely on the starter to get the game off rolling, and then obviously trust in the defense, come in there and throw strikes no matter what. So that's always the mindset, just throw strikes and use your defense behind you.
And your defense played well. They made some plays for you, didn't they?
Oh, absolutely. We got a good group here and always love playing with them. So everybody's got each other's backs here.
A couple of games left in the regular season. What would it mean if you could get maybe even a home game in the playoffs?
Well, that'd be ideal, especially coming off last season. You know, I feel like we had a good season, but you run into a team like Verona, we feel like we can compete with everybody, so home game would be sweet, but we're focused on the playoffs.
One game at a time, though. I think you've got Wyota and Pine Bluff Mount Horeb yet, right?
Yep, should be two good games. Nice little tune-up to end the season and try and keep things rolling.
The bonus for you, you get to play with some of the guys you played with in high school, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We were actually just talking today, kind of reminisced back on the high school days and just how much fun it was. So it's always good to show up and see these guys and win some games together.
Good win today. We'll let you get back and celebrate it.
Thank you, Phil.
You bet. Elijah Alden joining us here. And we have Trey Schulte. Boy, you must have felt pretty good at the plate today, didn't you, Trey?
Yeah, I always feel good. I kind of try to go up there and think that I can hit off anybody and compete with anybody and just have full confidence in myself to be that guy.
Let's talk about this team speed, because I'm really impressed by the way you guys take extra bases. You're not afraid to steal bases. That's one of your attributes, isn't it?
Yeah, we always try to play small ball a little bit with the bunting and stuff, trying to beat out bunts. And then stealing, of course, is also another big thing with us. We try to get as many extra bases as we can, move these guys into scoring position just so our guys have a chance to kind of drive these guys in and put up runs like we did today.
Yeah, you really did. You took advantage, and I think you were probably glad to get out of here early, weren't you?
Yeah, with the rain coming in, especially after last night, I mean, we're definitely excited to get out of here early, out of the heat, and just take the rest of the day off and hang out with the guys.
Celebrate it accordingly. Yeah, what do you think the team has to do if you're going to maybe, you know, take that next step, maybe win a few in the playoffs this year?
To be honest, I think that we have to play how we are playing right now. I think we're at the best that we have been all year, and I think we just kind of have to stay rolling, and we're only going to pick up steam from here. So that's all we have to do, stay together, stay in it, and just keep competing every single night.
Looks like you guys are having fun out there. Is that the key?
Yeah, a lot of fun. I mean, we're always just talking to each other, kind of trying to not focus on baseball as much and just kind of like being out there with our guys and just having fun. That's what it's about, so.
Congratulations on the win, Trey.
Thank you.
You bet. Trey Schulte joining us on the WRCO Hometown of Baseball postgame show. Well, the final word coming up live from Arena in a moment from WRCO Radio Sports.
Turbos in Hub City appreciates your support and patronage. Please note that Turbos is closed through Sunday. Turbos will reopen to serve great lunches and dinners starting Wednesday, July 17th. You'll enjoy the festive atmosphere along with delicious soup, a fresh salad bar, great tasting food, and more. For a mouth-watering meal you'll enjoy, it's Turbos Bar and Grill in Hub City. Remember, Turbos in Hub City will be closed now through this Sunday.
You can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Garen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louie's Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Wilkinson Auction Company is a company that other auctioneers hire to sell their property. Their auctioneers and auction staff are frequently asked to work at other companies' auctions because of well-run auctions and get top dollar for property. Tyler Wilkinson is a licensed attorney on staff and can focus on real estate sales and the legal aspects of the company with estate planning. Tyler has the experience helping sellers navigate complicated transactions. Wilkinson Auction and Realty, Muscadet, Spring Green, and Columbus. Wilkinson auctions.com.
This summer's hottest lineup is not at a music festival, it's at Dunkin', because Dunkin' is serving up some iconic ice-cold drinks that'll turn your summer fun up to 10,000 degrees. Headlining this lineup is the Dunkin' Iced Coffee. The refreshing trio of Dunkin' Refreshers flavors are also featured, including new Kiwi Watermelon, and the new Sparked Energy Drink is debuting in a fizzy spectacle of vitamins, minerals, and caffeine. Dunkin' has the cold bevy lineup that'll keep America running all summer long. Drop by or order one ahead on the Dunkin' app. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
A nice nice win for Arena. 11-1 the final score here at the Arena ballpark. A few raindrops falling now as we see them put the tarps over the mound and over the home plate and get ready to pack it in for more action coming up Friday night. They'll take on Wyota. Arena improves to 5-5 with today's win, and Blanchardville falls to 3-7. Leading hitter for Blanchardville was Drew Schlem, going 2-for-3. The loss goes to Hunter Enlow. Tyler McKeon came on for relief work today. Again, Ethan Wickman starts, goes the first three innings, and Elijah Ault finishes up the ball game today, and Arena logs the win. Ault 3-for-4 with a walk. Trey Schulte 3-for-4 with four RBIs. 2-for-3 for Wyatt Miller, and 2-for-3 for Dane McElwain today, leading Arena to the victory, 11-1. Today's game has been engineered by Tim Feed. And now this is Phil Nee inviting you to stay tuned for a brief news update. Tim has that for you, and we'll have more hometown of baseball next week. We're in Cazenovia on the final week of the regular season. Reds take on Wanakee. Congratulations to the Arena Aces on today's 11-1 win over visiting Blanchardville. You've been listening to Hometown Baseball from WRCO Radio Sports.
It's summer baseball on WRCO. We're proud to bring you coverage of talented local athletes. Today's game is made possible by our generous sponsors, Chitwood Electric, Julie's Tax Service, Walsh's Ace, Richland Electric, Napa, Jones Chevrolet Buick, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Muscadet Mini Mart, Jay's Power Center, Arneson Service and Repair, Scott Industries, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Brouhaha Roasters, Meister Cheese, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Schmidt Woodland Hills, BL Signs, The People's Community Bank, House on the Rock Attraction Resort, Wilkinson Auction Company, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Turbos, Julie Karen State Farm, Pratt's, and Dunkin' Donuts.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. Showers and thunderstorms tonight before 9, then partly cloudy and skies expected the rest of the overnight hours. Cloudy skies, I should say. Lows in the upper 60s to low 70s and partly sunny skies with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 tomorrow, with some areas getting up to a half inch of rain with a high of 89. Currently in Richland Center, the rain is falling and our current temperature is 80 degrees.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Today is Sunday, July 14th. Good evening for WRCL News. I'm Tim Thied. The 20-year-old nursing home employee from suburban Pittsburgh who tried to assassinate former President Donald Trump was a registered Republican who packed explosives in the vehicle he drove to the campaign rally an hour from his home. Law enforcement officials were working today to learn more about Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, to determine what drove him to open fire on the rally from a nearby rooftop, killing one spectator before he was shot dead by the Secret Service. Public court records in Pennsylvania show no past criminal cases against Crooks, who graduated from high school 2 years ago. The FBI believes he acted alone. The U.S. Secret Service is investigating how the gunman, armed with an AR-style rifle, was able to get close enough to shoot the injured former President Donald Trump at his rally in Pennsylvania. The Secret Service said the gunman fired multiple shots at the stage from a high position outside of the rally venue on Saturday. Secret Service agents killed the gunman. An Associated Press analysis of more than a dozen videos and photos from the scene of the Trump rally, as well well as the satellite imagery of the site, shows the shooter was able to get astonishingly close to the stage. The roof where the body lay was less than 150 meters from where Trump was speaking. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that on this morning at approximately 2, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified of a serious motorcycle crash. The crash occurred on Holt Road between Lawrence Ridge Road and Mellum Road near rural DeSoto in the town of Wheatland. The operator was traveling south and struck a tree that had fallen across the roadway as an apparent result of this recent thunderstorm that affected the area. The operator, who was also the lone occupant, sustained very serious injuries. Although life-saving efforts were performed, the operator was pronounced dead at the scene by Vernon County Coroner Betty Nye. Assisting the sheriff's office were the Wheatland Fire Department, Wheatland First Responders, Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance, and Vernon Electric Cooperative. The name of the operator is expected to be released by tomorrow morning. The operator was not wearing a helmet. The incident remains under investigation by the Vernon County Sheriff's Office and by the Vernon County Coroner's Office. WRCO News Time is 5:46. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
You can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Aaron's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louie's Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf.
Today is Sunday, July 14th. Beverly Jean Bev Miller, 88, of Ithaca, died Monday at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will follow at the Willow Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel tomorrow from 4 until 7, and again Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family requests that memorials be made to the Willow Valley United Methodist Church and Grace Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Beverly Jean Bev Miller, 88, of Ithaca. Virgil Andrew Smokey Niles, 79, of Highland, died Tuesday at St. Mary's Hospital. A funeral service will be held at 11 on Tuesday at Christ Lutheran Church in Highland. Burial will follow at Highland Public Cemetery. Friends may call at the Christ Lutheran Church tomorrow from 4 until 7, and again Tuesday from 10 until 11. The McGuire Peterson Hauk Funeral Home, Highland, is serving the family. Virgil Andrew Smokey Niles, 79, of Highland. Donald B. Honko, 73, of Casanova, died Monday. A funeral mass will be held at 3 Tuesday at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, rural Casanova. Burial will be in St. Anthony's Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. Anthony's Catholic Church Tuesday from 1 until the time of service at 3. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Anthony's Catholic Church. The Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg, is assisting the family. Donald B. Honko, 73, of Casanova. Marjorie Grantstaff, 100, of Yorkville, Illinois, died Wednesday at Alden of Waterford Rehabilitation in Aurora, Illinois. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A live stream of the funeral will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be at the Felton Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Marjorie Grantstaff, 100, of Yorkville, Illinois. Penny Lane Pinnell Starkey, 54, of Boscobel and formerly of Fenimore, died Friday at her residence. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 2 until 5 at Kim's Silver Dollar in Boscobel. The Larson Family Funeral Home of Fenimore is assisting the family. Penny Lane Pennell Starkey, 54, of Boscobel, formerly of Fenimore. Frederick W. Fritz Lucky Stitzer, 83, of Fenimore, died Friday at Dove Divine Healthcare in Fenimore. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Frederick W. Fritz Lucky Stitzer, 83, of Fenimore.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Yeah, I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO. We are still dealing with that muggy condition, just kind of sticking around. We got that moisture coming in from the south with those winds coming in from that direction as well. But there is good news. We just got to get past today and even tomorrow, and then we're going to have a high pressure system coming in from Canada. That's going to give us plenty of sunshine and cooler temperatures as we head into Tuesday of this upcoming week here. But before I get too far ahead of myself, for the rest of today, we're looking at scattered showers and thunderstorms. Especially after the 4 o'clock time, we're looking at partly cloudy skies and humid conditions once again. We are looking at highs going to be sitting in the upper 80s, even close to 90 degrees. Now heading into tonight, we're looking at more showers and thunderstorms before 9 o'clock, and then we're expecting partly cloudy skies for the rest of the overnight hours. Low dropping to the upper 60s to low 70s. Winds are expected to be mostly on the calm side. We could have some patchy fog as well. Now heading into our Monday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies. We're looking at chances of showers and thunderstorms coming in after 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Some of us could be seeing up to a half inch of rain coming in with that particular set of showers and storms. Highs in the upper 80s, winds coming from the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour, gusting up to 20. Heading into Monday night, we're looking at spotty showers and thunderstorms across the area, and then it's going to clear out by the overnight hours, low dropping to the mid-60s. And as I said, Tuesday through Saturday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies and less humidity. Highs will be eventually dropping down to the mid-70s by Wednesday and Thursday, so it's going to definitely feel more comfortable. It's, like I said, especially with the more dry conditions, we're not going to be as muggy. Could have a little bit of fog coming in through overnight hours, but nothing too bad. Hey, for WRCO, I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, we are receiving thunderstorms, and our temperature is 79 degrees after a daytime high of 86 and a morning low of 66. Yesterday's high was 88, and we received a half an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1936 is 106 degrees, and the record low set back in 1940 was 45. Last year's high was 87, and our low is 65 last year. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:40, with sunrise tomorrow morning at 5:35. Winds are out of the northwest at 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.83. Our relative humidity is 80%. And during the overnight hours and early morning, we received 56 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. And during this last storm that just came through just shortly ago, we received 19 one-hundredths of an inch of rain, giving us a total today of 3/4 of an inch of rain. Once again, our current temperature is 79 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500.
And as you heard just earlier, right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app, it was Home Talent League baseball action with Phil Nee making the call. And in the final score of the game was Arena defeated Blanchardville by a score of 11-1 in 7 innings. And that was in the Western section. Also in the Western section today, it was Belleville defeating Pine Bluff Mount Horeb by a score of 7-3. In the Northern section in Home Talent League action, it was Reedsburg beating Casanova by a score of 3-0. It was Cross Plains over Mazamani 2-1, and Sauk Prairie beat Wanakee by a score of 6-4. And Willie Adames had a homer, and four RBIs. Garrett Mitchell homered for the first time in more than a year, and the Milwaukee Brewers avoided a series sweep with a 9-3 victory over the Washington Nationals. Adames hit his 15th homer off Amos Willingham with two outs in the eighth to put Milwaukee up to 9-3. He also doubled and singled twice on Sunday, or today. Colin Ray allowed two runs on five hits in 5 2/3 innings after coming on for opener Ron Zestrinski, and Ray struck out 7 and walked 1. Jake Irvin allowed 7 runs, 6 earned, on 9 hits in 4 innings for the Nationals. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball today, it was the Orioles defeating the Yankees 6-5. It was the Athletics beating the Phillies 18-3. The Red Sox over the Royals 5-4. The Rockies beat the Mets 8-5. The Tigers beat the Dodgers 4-3. The Marlins beat the Reds 3-2. It was the Rays over the Guardians 2-0. The Pirates defeated the White Sox 9-4. The Rangers beat the Astros 4-2. Also today, it was the Cubs beating the Cardinals 8-3, and the Giants over the Twins 3-2, and the Angels beat the Mariners 3-2. It was the Braves over the Padres 6-3, and it's in the top of the ninth inning, and the Blue Jays are leading the Arizona Diamondbacks by a score of 8-7. There is no Sunday night game because of the Major League Baseball All-Star break coming up, and so all teams will be off until this coming Friday. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home. Families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,000.